hand upon his sword, Dorian Havillard watched the assassin from his spot on the other side of the sleeping company. There was something sad about her, sitting so still with her legs against her chest, the moonlight colouring her hair silver. No bold, swaggering expressions strutted across her face as the glow of the castle rippled in her eyes. He found her beautiful, if a bit strange and sour. It was something in the way that her eyes sparked when she looked at something lovely in the landscape. He couldn't understand it. She stared at the castle unflinchingly, her form silhouetted against the blazing brightness that sat on the edge of the Avery River. Clouds gathered above them, and she raised her head. Through a clearing in the swirling mass, a cluster of stars could be seen. He couldn't help thinking that they gazed down at her.
"That's mine," squeaked the squirrel. "Stirring is my job. Give that back."
"You're much too small," snapped the cat. "We'll cook the way we always have."
But the duck held on tight until the squirrel tugged with all his might and, whoops, the spoon spun through the air and bopped the cat on the head. Then there was trouble, a horrible squabble, a row, a racket, a rumpus in the old white cabin.
"I'm not staying here," wailed the duck. "You never let me help with anything."
And he packed up a wheelbarrow, put on his hat, and waddled away.
"You'll be back," stormed the cat, "after we've cleaned up."
And the squirrel shook his spoon in the air. But the duck didn't come back.
"What does she look like?"
He started again with the white skin and the nondescript hair, but she shook her head.
"I mean, who does she look like? Does she look like the fellow?"
"The state he's in, I'd say there ain't anybody on earth looks like him."
"Has he got the same hair? Limp and mousy?"
"His is dark and wiry."
"Ah."
She nodded meaningfully and left a dramatic pause while she gazed at him.
"Did she remind you of anyone?"
"It's funny you should ask. I had the feeling she reminded me of someone, but I can't think who."
"Is it?"
She beckoned him closer and whispered a name in his ear. When he stood back from her, his mouth was open and his eyes wide.
"Oh," he said.
She gave him a look.
"She would be about 4 now, wouldn't she?"
"Yes, but..."
"Keep it under your hat," she said. "I'll work up there. I'll let them know in the morning."